Governor Sean Parnell today presented what's important to him before the end of session, scheduled now for April 18th.
This is the time in the legislative session when real work gets done.
Parnell said his focus during the next 11 days will be a list of bills that he says are necessary for the state's economy. He outlined them in a letter to legislative leaders today. He wants oil tax credits, a reduction in the tourism head tax, a suspension of the state gasoline tax, a new performance-based scholarship program, and a capital budget that includes money for maintenance work needed on state properties.
It's hard to wait these. That's why I said, and I've told the legislators, if this package passes, we can stand together and assure Alaskans that there will be more jobs and more economic opportunity for us as a people than without these pieces.
The governor met with reporters in anticipation of the release of a capital projects budget in the Senate Finance Committee, and he pointed to a divide among Alaskans on how jobs are created. One is the private sector, the other is state money. He wants to see both sources used.
The package that I have includes tax incentives for new investment, new job creation, and it includes things like a deferred maintenance plan, where there's public spending going to private sector contractors to do work. That's the kind of combination that I see working long-term for Alaska. I don't think we should depend upon a huge or bloated capital budget to fuel us over time.
Parnell did not hesitate when reporters asked if he plans to call a special session if he isn't satisfied with the results of the current one.
Absolutely. I mean, the number one priority for Alaskans is they want us to focus on the economy, and they want jobs now and opportunity in the future. So it really depends what shapes up with this package from an economic perspective. But again, in the life of the legislature, there's a lot of time left to get this accomplished.
Late this afternoon, the Senate released its version of the capital projects budget, showing an increase of $514 million over spending the governor requested. It increases grants for nonprofits and includes more money for deferred maintenance.